So what did Jesus mean when he said that it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter into the kingdom of God? See, every time I've thought about this parable, my first thought is, well, obviously the camel can't fit through the eye of the needle. So Jesus is trying to explain that it's very difficult to follow him and have lots of possessions, which is right. But then I started to think about why he chose a camel for this parable. See, camels store rich fat in their humps and can last long periods of time without eating or drinking. They can be self-sufficient, or at least try to be. But see, when we choose to follow Jesus, we no longer can be self-sufficient. We're to strip off our hump and be dependent on Christ. It's backpack season. See, following Jesus starts with surrender, and the more you have, the harder it is to do. Having lots of stuff helps us feel in control. If we could have a nice house, not have nice cars, and plenty of savings, then we feel safe. But having all of those things makes it harder for us to learn to depend on Christ. See, comfortability is the camel, and the eye of the needle is surrender. In order to fit through that needle, we've got to strip off everything that we're trying to carry on our backs daily. We've got to open up our hands and say, "All of my possessions are yours. Do what you want with them." And we've got to trust God to fill our backpacks with exactly what we need. See, we're not meant to be self-sufficient. We're meant to strip it all back and be God-dependent. See, the eye of the needle is surrender, and it takes faith. When the camel comes out the other side, it's lighter, it's humbler, and it's trusting God to provide.